It's fire season in California. Already, about 4,000 wildfires across the state have burned more than 40,000 acres. While news reports highlight the dangers to homes and human lives, scientists are also beginning to understand wildfires' impact on wildlife. Elizabeth Bowen is a biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
We were looking to see if wildfires had any effects on the immune function of sea otters.
This week, Bowen and her colleagues released a study describing the effects of wildfires on the genetics of sea otters. The effects of inhaling ash and smoke has been studied in land animals, but no one has been able to ask what it does to marine mammals before. In fact, the study came down to a bit of luck.
We had a sea otter capture planned, and there happened to be a fire right before, and then we had another capture in the same location exactly 1 year later, after things should have settled down back to normal.
Now, wildfires are a mixture of good and bad. They help regenerate plant growth and clear out old sticks, logs, and bark. At the same time, they produce environmental pollutants, known as polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. These are left over when something isn't burned completely, like, for example, when you cook a steak over an open flame. After a wildfire, these chemicals wash into streams and eventually out to the ocean.
We assumed that there would be some sort of effect in the marine life, but we didn't know to what extent.
So how do you examine the health of an otter's immune system? The blood, Bowen explains, carries a record of what genes are turned on and which ones are turned off.
When you have a stressor in the environment, it affects the gene such that the gene is turned on a little bit more or subdued a little bit. And when you encounter a stressor that has to do with PAHs, many immune function genes are downregulated, which means your immune system is not able to respond to pathogens as well as it should.
The effect she found was similar to what happens to otters after an oil spill. Their immune system is suppressed, so it's hard for them to fight any other diseases or pollutants in the environment. If you were wondering, PAHs have also been shown to be bad for fish and, not surprisingly, humans. But how does knowing this help us protect sea otters? After all, wildfires are here to stay.
There's really nothing we can do to protect them, but it's really important information to know when you start to look at and manage a population or a species or an area, thinking about what stressors you can mitigate. When you've got a wildfire that comes in, they have very little ability to have an effective immune response. So if you've also got issues such as pathogen presence from human runoff, et cetera, which one can you mitigate? Well, maybe you can mitigate the pathogen presence because they won't have the ability to respond to it.
In 2005, for example, a number of California sea otters were found dead, washed up on beaches, infected with a parasite called toxoplasmosis. At the time, it was suspected that the otters were catching the parasite from cat feces that had been flushed down the toilet. State law now requires that cat litter sold in California carry a warning that droppings should not be put into the sewage system or down a storm drain. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vinton.